From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we hear from Iraqis wondering whether they are better off now than they were under Saddam Hussein. First, though, our lead, an American contractor held hostage by al-Qaeda sympathizers in Saudi Arabia reportedly has been beheaded. Saudi authorities had launched a major search for Paul Johnson, the contractor, but they had not been able to find him. A leading Saudi cleric had pleaded for his release, but Al Arabiya Television reported today that Paul Johnson has been beheaded. Khalid Al-Maina is editor-in-chief of Arab News. That's an English-language daily. He's on the phone from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Mr. Al-Maina, thank you for joining us. And Paul Johnson was in Saudi Arabia working on targeting and night vision systems for Apache helicopters. Why was he taken hostage?
Well, he has been taken hostage, I think, primarily because he was an American. The feelings were running high. Al-Qaeda was trying to provoke people after the Abu Ghraib prison scandal and what was happening at the Rafah by the Israelis. They were trying to really provoke and incite people. He's an innocent man, and these people who took him and harmed him were nothing but thugs and murderers.
Al-Qaeda had claimed to have taken him. Is this indeed an Al-Qaeda cell there, do you think?
Well, I'm sure whatever cell exists, these are Al-Qaeda supporters, they are sympathizers, they are people who are outside the pale of the law, and they have taken the law into their own hands. Now, this man is a guest in our country. He did not come in illegally. He was invited to come and work and participate in the development of our systems here. So these people, I'm sure, have links with Al-Qaeda or some other terrorist organizations, or perhaps they could be copycat organizations.
Tell me, the Saudi authorities there had mounted a major hunt to find Mr. Johnson, to find his captors. They were not able to do that. How are people reacting there in the streets where you are?
Well, I was in Riyadh yesterday and the whole of this morning. I came this evening. In Riyadh, the situation was very tense. People were apprehensive. Many people prayed for Mr. Johnson. I came back to Jeddah this afternoon, a few hours ago. The same thing. In fact, a lady just called me almost sobbing and asking me whether the news was true. So people in Saudi Arabia really were very much concerned. In fact, I even got calls from Egypt, and there was a Saudi just called me from Cairo, sobbing and saying that Mr. Johnson was his diving partner in the Red Sea here. So we really are in anguish.
I wonder if there aren't concerns there that Westerners and other foreigners will begin leaving Saudi Arabia.
Well, I don't know. As I talk to you, I see many Westerners in front of me. I see a couple of people. I think they're Germans walking. There are others sitting. And this is Jeddah, of course. In Riyadh, yes, people will be a bit cautious. The Saudi authorities are relentless in their pursuit of these terrorists, but who knows what might happen. And in fact, yesterday, helicopters were hovering about certain areas. There were house-to-house searches. There were roadblocks. I was stopped. My ID was checked. The trunk of my car was opened. These operations were continuing. Now, I don't know if there would be an exodus or not, but many people are leaving for the summer, so it's a wait-and-see policy. And I'm sure people will wait until September when people come back and then decide whether they will head back to Saudi or stay away.
Khalid Al-Maina, editor-in-chief of the Arab News, that's an English-language daily. He joins us from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Mr. Al-Maina, thanks for speaking with us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.